This morning, when we tried to bring you the everlasting eternal word of God, I feel like everybody's rejoicing this morning. It looked like the war is coming to a close over in the Persian Gulf. And that makes us all happy. I'd like for us to think this morning about a war that there's no end to, and that's the war between good and evil, and right and wrong that's going to continue on. And the war in your my body between the flesh and the spirit of God. Most all of us will agree that we think it. There's been things fulfilled in the Bible. We all must be near in the end of time. I'd like to read you what Daniel said or describe the way the condition would be. It's as though his time was running out and Satan is having his last battles. In 12th chapter of Daniel, he said, "And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time." I think we're going into a time of trouble that you've never seen the like, not only among the nations of the world, but in the spiritual warfare that we're in. It says, "At that time thy people shall be delivered." God's people are going to have a great deliverance one of these days. "Every one that shall be found written in the book," every one whose names is written in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to have a great deliverance one of these days. In this present world as we know it is coming to a close. "And many of them," the great resurrection he describes here, "and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." It's going to be brought down to two classes of people. The one that's serving God, whose body is a temple of the Holy Spirit of God. And the wicked people that's under the influence of Satan here in this world. And finally, just after the resurrection, there's going to be a final and eternal separation. And then the wars is going to be over with God's people. Goes on the third chapter of the 12th verse, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn men to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." God's wise people here are fighting a good fight of faith, trying to influence this world into the paths of righteousness in that narrow way that leads yonder home to be with the Lord throughout all eternity. Listen here to what he says in the 10th verse, what's going to happen. "And many shall be purified." The Bible plainly teaches in the New Testament if we are looking for the Lord Jesus Christ and he's living in your and my bosom, we'll be trying to purify our bodies and our minds day by day as we wait the coming of the Lord. Because when it comes back, the Bible said he's coming looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. Therefore, God's true children are trying to purify their own lives and trying to turn men into righteousness. In my, it's really a warfare that we're in if you're a child of God this morning. Who wouldn't be the burden over the condition of this world, really, as you look at the moral conditions of our own country this morning? We can't expect no peace as long as we continue to violate God's laws and his commandments and sell all the alcohol, do all the things that we're doing in America today. We might have a little preliminary peace among the nations, but you and me are in a spiritual warfare that will continue as long as we live until the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I really enjoy reading this verse. It said, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried." But listen, what's going to continue in this world condition is under the influence of Satan. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of them shall understand. But the wise shall understand what's going on in the world. Because all that's been born of the Spirit of God, and his body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of God to enlighten you, and your spirit has been awakened inside of you. But that's not the condition of the wicked people in this world. And after all, the Bible brings people down to the wise and the foolish, to the wicked, to the wise and to the wicked people of this world. You need to examine your life before the Word of God. Are you one of the wise people that's been enlightened by the Spirit of God and traveling that narrow way that leads home to God, where there be peace throughout the eternal ages? Are you still among the foolish people that's walking after the desires of the things of the flesh? There's only two classes, there's only two ways. The Bible said the wise is walking in that narrow way that leads home to God. The wicked don't have understanding, and they're blinded walking that broad road that leads to destruction and finally to be cast into the blackness of darkness forever. We might think about the wicked or the foolish this morning a while. They are sleeping concerning spiritual things, going about to satisfy the desires of their body and the flesh. They are crucifying the things of the Spirit of God and gradually searing their conscience from any hope of ever coming to know God. The wicked are foolish and shall do wicked, and none of them, according to scripture I've just read, you shall be able to understand unless they come to know God and enlightened by the Spirit of God. They'll wander on into the darkness even throughout all eternity. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that by nature man receiveth not the things of God, of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. If you're still a natural wicked man going down through the world, the spiritual things will seem foolish to you, and the Word of God will even be foolish until your spirit is enlightened by the Spirit of God. It said they are foolish unto him, and neither can he know the things of the Spirit of God until he is enlightened. He'll go on down through the world trying to satisfy the things of the body and the flesh, crucifying the things of the Spirit, going about trying to fulfill the lust of the flesh and of the mind. And the Bible said all that class of people are by nature under the wrath of God as they wander on in the darkness, on down into eternity when they'll be cast into the blackness of darkness forever. And I don't see how there can be much happiness among the children of God when we have so many friends and loved ones that's in that class traveling. We know that's traveling that broad road under the wrath and judgments of God that'll be executed on them right on out beyond the grave unless they come to know God and be enlightened by the Spirit of God. And it's up to you and me is to try to present God's Word into their minds and hearts. The Bible said the Word of God will bring a light to these people that's out yonder in darkness. as they going on down through the world, sowing to the things of the flesh, enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season, not even interested in spiritual things. So it's up to you and me to try to live and to try to present the Word of God that they might be awakened to their awful conditions and realize what's going to happen out yonder to them when this life comes to close. And here's the close of the Sermon on the Mount. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man which built his house or his life upon the sand, the things of this world, enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season." But he said the storms is going to come. Listen to this. The rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew and beat up on that house or up on that life. And it fell, and great was the fall of it, because I shudder in the judgment. It's going to be awful when they're finally cast alive into that bottomless pit to be there throughout all eternity. And so it's high time that you and me, if we say we're wise and enlightened people, that we do all we can in these evil days that we're living in to try to bring the Word of God to people in all of its power and its simplicity, that some of these people might be waking out of that awful slumber that they're going drifting on down through the world to the long ages of eternity under the influence of Satan. But let's think about the true wise people that the Bible talks about, the one that's traveling that narrow way that leads back yonder to God. They are sowing to the things of the Spirit as they go down through the world, enjoying, studying the Word of God, and crucifying the things of the flesh and the pleasures of this world. Because we've been enlightened, we know that it's just a temporary pleasure for a season the wicked is having here in this world. But we've gained the true wisdom by being enlightened by the Spirit of God. And the Bible said the fear of God, our Creator, is the beginning of true wisdom. Because the Bible said to fear God and keep His commandments is the whole duty of man as he lives here upon this earth. So you and me, if we've been enlightened by the Spirit of God and our temples become a dwelling place of the Spirit of God, we've got a great responsibility as we live day by day among these people that's in spiritual darkness, to try to radiate out through our lives the fruits of the Spirit of God and try to bring them the Word of God that they might be awakened out of their awful condition they are in. But I feel like this morning so many Christians, like the wise people was when the wise and foolish was going out to meet the bride, we are all slumbering and sleeping. I find so many people that joined in religion and they think they're once saved, they'll always be saved. And all they want of the armor of God is a helmet of salvation. And they go wandering on down through this world without the rest of God's armor upon them. And they are helpless out there among the fiery darts of Satan, because we are in this war between the flesh and the spirit, between Satan and his armies that's ruling this world at the present time. In the New Testament, it was the wise men that heard the Lord preach the Sermon on the Mount that I just read your portion to, and hid it up in their heart and went out in their lives to practice it. But in your and my generations, it's up to us still to read this Sermon on the Mount and put it in practice in our lives. And if we live this Sermon on the Mount that our Savior brought as a guideline for us to live by as we go down through this world, we'll strive to be a nonviolent person as we go down through this world. The wise man will try to pray like the Lord taught him to pray. He'll try to forgive like the Lord forgave his enemies yonder upon the cross. And he'll try to keep his mind and heart pure as he goes down through the world that he might have a good influence on this lost and dying world. And will strive to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in his life. So it's time for us, if we name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to get our eyes on the prize.